It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's the half of the show where we talk faster as we try to go around the NHL and hit every single story. Let's start in the East. That's where Buffalo resides. We mentioned before the break that Columbus and the Islanders were idle last night, and they saw teams around them lose and waste games on the schedule. So it keeps them exactly where they were hoping to be, and that is still within striking distance. Montreal lost to St. Louis. They've been so good. It was just their second regulation loss in the last 14 games. Montreal hangs on, though, to wild card number two, based on results behind them. One of the best quotes I've heard in a while, and Marty St. Louis maintains he just recently heard this, and he described last night in St. Louis not as failure, but as fertilizer. And I thought that was a really good line.
That's a great line. He's had some really fun line, both in French and in English this year, where he goes, it's the game within the game, and you have to play the game inside of the game within the game of the game. And it was like, oh my gosh, Marty, where are you going? But last night in his press conference, Duffer, I don't know if you watched the clips, but he's playing with his ear. He's just like talking, like it's just, you know, standing there casual, like two guys having a beer. And he did say, yeah, it's fertilizer. And look, the Montreal Canadiens shouldn't have even been in the game. Samuel Montembeau was unbelievable in the first period, in the first half of the game. St. Louis took it to Montreal, and although Montreal almost came back, Slafkovský hit a post. There was a deflection. There was, you know, there was a lot of chances. But at the end of the day, this was not good for Montreal, which they lose a little bit of momentum in what they'd been building lately at the start of this road trip.
So St. Louis, 14-2-2 in the last 18, as we said. They've won 7 in a row. Would you care to guess their goals for and goals against in this 7-game winning streak?
7, so I'm going to say 31-4 and 21. No, not 21. 18 against.
34-10. They have outscored they are winning 5-1 basically every game. They won 6-1 last night. Isn't that remarkable?
Yeah, that's pretty significant. And listen, for some players, a mid-season tournament like the Four Nations Face-Off could boost you up. And look, Jordan Binnington didn't really play well in the Four Nations Face-Off until the final game where he was incredible. Oh, he played well in the overtime against Sweden, the first one, but he was incredible in the final in third period in OT, and he has been incredible throughout this stretch here since the Four Nations Face-Off.
So Detroit lost as well. As we looked at the Eastern Conference standings, they were unable to close. Now, their likelihood of winning last night was very slim.
Slim to none.
Think me in high school. And they lost to Colorado, who's 11-1-1 in the last 13 games. But what's up with the Red Wings goaltending? Mrazek got hurt, and then Talbot couldn't dress, so it was Alex Lyon starting and Sebastian Kosa backing up.
Yeah, so Cam Talbot, this is interesting because I have not looked on... It says he's dealing with an injury. The reports are saying an undisclosed injury. So maybe that is why Peter Mrazek was playing so many games because they... But Talbot did play one game in that stretch. It's very confusing. Colorado was basically doing whatever they wanted last night. When I got home, put on the game, it was, you know, it was on the big screen, and it was early in the third period, and Colorado was on a power play. Nathan MacKinnon broke his stick, had time to go back to the bench, get a new stick, change side of the ice. He was on the right side when he broke his stick, ended up on the left side. Puck was moving everywhere. It got to him. He shot it into the net. He didn't even celebrate. He was like, what did I just experience in the last minute and a half? Like, that's how Colorado was way, way better than Detroit last night.
Yeah, they were. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia both got roasted by their respective opponents. The Lightning clobbered the Penguins, and Philadelphia got destroyed by Toronto. They've lost 11 out of 12. But if you focus on the positives, Toronto, Tampa, and Florida remain atop the Atlantic, three teams separated by 2 points now. It is going to be an incredible push to see who wins the Atlantic.
No games in hand for any of those teams. And yes, Toronto is number one right now because of regulation and overtime wins. The first tiebreaker is RW, regulation wins. Well, both Toronto and Florida have 35. So you got to go to regulation and overtime wins, which Toronto has more. Florida has won more in the shootout. So that's the reason. So you're trying to minimize the effect of the shootout. Toronto's number one, but this is going to be a dance all the way to the end. Nylander, third straight season, 40 or more goals. But how about McMahon? Bobby McMahon's got 20. Yep. I mean, seriously, that, and John Tavares has 32 now. I mean, this is incredible what they're getting. And Anthony Stolarz was in that. I'm still waiting for the Leafs to pick a starter for the last 11 games of the season because I have no idea. I know who I would go with. I would go with Stolarz, but I don't know what the Leafs are going to do with their goalies game one of the playoffs.
Which coach said, oh, that was a heavyweight battle out there last night?
Heavyweight battle out there last night.
This falls under the expected sports cliches category.
Yeah, would that have been in the Kraken Flames game? Or you're staying out in the East?
Dude, come on.
Oh, the Capitals Jets. Yes,
thank
Capitals
you. Which
Jets.
Coach
thank
would
you.
Have said something so expected?
That would have been... Scott Arneil?
Yes.
Okay,
there's
good.
No way Spencer
Carberry, there's only two choices.
Is going to use that type of terminology. Yeah.
Well, I was trying to think, like, that's a Paul Maurice type quote. Oh, it's a heavyweight battle out there. But I'm like, Paul Maurice isn't in Winnipeg. With Scott Arneil following that footstep of using those type of... Yeah, Scotty. Yeah. But look...
And they won.
It was. And they won. And they won in overtime. Man, Nick Ehlers now has 24. You know, great release. He beats Logan Thompson, who was sliding the wrong way when that happened. Ovi gets his goal. That was a big goal for Washington. Make it 2-2. And Jacob Chychrun played. So now that is 58 games in a row where the Washington Capitals have used the same group of six defensemen. And Trevor Van Riemsdyk got a point. So all six of those defensemen are now 20 points or more. We talked about that yesterday on the show.
Yeah, and the Capitals are 9-1-1 in the last 11, thanks to the Ovechkin tying goal in the third period, and he is now six away from passing Gretzky and setting the all-time mark. So the Capitals continue to pick up points. They're at Minnesota tomorrow, and then they have 2 days off before they host Buffalo on Sunday.
So you would need a hat trick from Ovechkin next game, and then a hat trick from Ovechkin against the Sabres for him to pass Wayne Gretzky on the game against Buffalo.
So how many do you think he gets against Minnesota heading, and then what will he need against Buffalo?
Depends who plays in goal. If it's Marc-Andre Fleury, he's definitely getting a hat trick because Flower's given him a lot over the years. And it's not against Flower. Flower's been good this year, but it's just Ovechkin has had his number. I think Ovi gets one against the Minnesota Wild. He will be five away when they play the Buffalo Sabres on Sunday. And then we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't think he gets five in a game, but maybe he gets a little closer. And then after that, maybe next week we start seeing Wayne Gretzky following the great Alex Ovechkin around because it will create that buzz around the NHL.
New York Rangers are still on the outside looking in after another loss last night in LA. They have dropped four of the last five. They can take solace in the fact that virtually everybody loses in LA. And incredibly, as the Kings depart for a one-game road trip, they'll come home for eight of their next nine. Like, this is so ridiculous that they navigated the start of the year largely on the road. Yeah. Now it's home heavy. They have points in 15 straight home games. And Marty, there were audible bursts by me watching the game by myself last night with some of the plays and mostly the drama that this game had. It felt like no one was going to score. And then when the Rangers did in the second, I was like, this could be the night that the Kings fall again in regulation time. Incredibly, their power play scored twice. They carried a 2-1 lead into the third. And even though the stats would tell you that Darcy Kuemper faced only 23 shots, he was sensational, offsetting what Shesterkin was doing at the other end. And now LA has won four in a row and nine of the last 10, and on and on and on their home success goes.
So, I mean, we talked about the New York Rangers winning a game this year where they had against Vancouver just over the last weekend. They had one shot in the first three halfway in the game. They won by scoring four goals on eight shots in the third period, basically, against Vancouver. They had two shots against the LA Kings. I get it. LA's good at home. But they had two shots in the first period against the Kings. Yep. Again, they had three shots in the period just earlier this week. I mean, that I don't know. I hate to put that on a coach. And we talk about Lindy Ruff getting to 600 and Peter Laviolette's a coach that has had longevity. But it almost feels like if you're a coach and game after game, your team comes out with one, two, or three shots in a period in the first period, I'd be like, is this mutiny? Like, are they revolting against the coach? Like, that you have one thing to do. Get out of the blocks, Duffer, not the box. Get out of the blocks. Like, the right way in the first period. And once again, they had two shots in the first period.
The fact that mutiny rolled off your tongue so easily and neither one of us could find tampering at the tip of our tongue earlier.
Mutiny is used in movies a lot. That's mutiny, but tampering never is a good storyline in a movie.
That's true. Now, within all of that, I feel like I got to keep mentioning Quentin Byfield. He's got eight goals in the last 11. Didn't score last night, but the presence is there. And they did lose Tanner Janot for the last 16 minutes of the game, and he's not going to travel for the road game to Colorado. And
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
They are very blessed with depth this year, and while Tanner Janot may never be what he was at the start of his career in Nashville, he is still a very significant presence for them. So
he handled Matt Rempe all right last night. Like, they got in a fight, right? And Tanner Janot knew he couldn't get any shots in, so he handled him by shaking him up and put him down. And JT Miller, again, the only goal scorer for the Rangers. He's like the only bright spot, although that was barely over the line. Wow. Like, Darcy Kemper's effort to get back in the net and try to make that save was pretty significant.
Yeah, I do want to get to Calgary quick before we
break, though.
This was high drama. Seattle led in the third period. Calgary scored to tie. Calgary took the lead. Yeah. Everybody's thinking, oh, yeah, the winning ways are continuing. Then Seattle scores very, very late. And now all of a sudden, fear has struck everyone in the Saddle Dome. And yet, Nazem Kadri creates Flames history by scoring the overtime winner for a second straight game as Calgary sits four back of the Blues with three games in hand.
Well, Nazem Kadri, he was always on my list of who would you like on your team? And I'm like, oh, I'd love Nazem Kadri. And look, he's kind of like, he's not Ryan McLeod, but he's the kind of guy that on a really good team, he fits better as a third line center, but could play top six very well and produces. And he scored his 28th goal of the season last night. He had two in this game. Dustin Wolf was really good in net again, made some big saves, which allowed Calgary to get there. And it was 6 minutes left in the game, and Seattle was up 2-1. You thought Calgary was done. As you mentioned, Calgary comes back to make it 3-2 just to see it slip. It was a very, very fun finish to the game.
Huberdeau's got 7 points in his last three games. There were many who thought the hot start wouldn't last. Obviously, he's not the 100-plus Huberdeau we saw in Florida, but I'm so glad for him that he does have a major impact on this team.
No, it's great. And look, I mean, $10.5 million is a lot of money, but at least he's recuperating some of the value, right? It's never going to be $10.5 million value, but it's there. And I'm sure somewhere Alan Walsh is loving the fact that Huberdeau is client, like J.J. Paterka is client, is at least producing and helping.
Rasmus Anderson, quick thought on that.
So Rasmus Anderson scored to make it 3-2 late in the third period before Seattle scored. And then he turned around at the blue line and stared down a Seattle Kraken fan in the crowd. Now, amazingly, the Calgary Flames, you know, game press and PR or whatever, like, you know, they have T-shirts that says Rasmus Anderson stared at you. And they went down and gave it to this fan. It's an amazing thing. Like, this is in game. They didn't have, like, that happened in the first period, and in the third period, we're going to give you a T-shirt. This happened instantly. He scored, stared at the fan. Boom, they came down with, what's the mascot's name in Calgary?
Harvey.
Harvey the Hound. He lost his tongue one time, but he's there taking a picture, and it was amazing drama going on, not only on the ice, but off the ice.
Tom Wilson wants one of those shirts as well. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.